Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Rochelle Walensky, immediately authorized booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. This age group was the least affected by the virus during the pandemic. New unemployment claims are beginning to climb up again. That's according to new data released by the Labor Department on Thursday. The number of jobless claims rose by 21,000 to 218,000 for the week ending May 14th. In order to save lives, Oklahoma lawmakers on Thursday gave final approval to a bill that would ban nearly all abortions and would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman terminate a pregnancy. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox News.
I represent 4 million Oklahomans. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We believe life begins at conception, and we're going to protect life in Oklahoma.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
President Biden is heading abroad with scheduled trips to South Korea and Japan over the next 4 days. He will attend the Quad Summit, also in Japan. Japan, Australia, India, and the United States meet to strengthen our shared values. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News Friday morning.
Everything happening with Russia is unfortunate, but it is not as significant as what China presents as a threat to the country. So we need to be saying straightforwardly that we are there in that region. We have vital national interests in that region. You know, the Solomon Islands that China just developed a relationship with, and it looks like might try to militarize. We lost so many soldiers on the Solomon Islands in World War II. Biden ought to be talking about that. He ought to be talking about the fact that we have security interests in that region to defend our allies, including Taiwan, and we will be doing that.
France, the United States, Belgium, and Germany have reported their first cases of monkeypox. Often not fatal, it manifests itself like chickenpox, with rashes on hands and face. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The illegal immigrants flooding our southern border is only compounding the inflation problem here in America. These folks have no job. They are 100% dependent on the United States government for food, housing, and medical support. Although the Biden administration can't get the illegal immigrants into the United States fast enough, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News has given up on federal help and will take the fight to his border.
We're gearing up as we speak right now. We have 10,000 National Guard plus 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety officers on the border. We have a border operations center that is set up like we use in response to any catastrophe that we're dealing with. And this is a catastrophe. Let me give you the numbers of what we're expecting. Based upon Biden's numbers, they said expect 18,000 people a day. Extrapolate that annually. That's more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. For Texas, we get about half of that. That would be the equivalent of Houston coming across the border in a year. And so what we're doing as we speak, we're getting ready for Monday, and we're going to be creating what we call steel barricades. The steel is our Border Patrol cars, our National Guard vehicles, bumper to bumper in Eagle Pass and other areas along the border that you've seen people come across. We're going to be doing two things. One is we're going to be turning people back. We've already turned back 17,000 people, and if we're unable to turn them back, we will be arresting anybody who makes it through the barrier.
USFL Football Week 6 has two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Was it going to be easy? You know, the further along we go and the further away that we remain from, some sense of normalcy and what is America first, this is what we call the grief to happiness ratio. Okay, happiness is where we want to end up. Grief is where we are right now, and the differential is going to be some hard sledding, it seems, especially as long as we have Joe Biden in the White House. Liz Peek joins us now. She is a Fox News contributor, former Wall Street. She still is a Wall Street genius. I mean, she's an analyst. She understands what's going on, and of course, she's going to help us understand, you know, what's happening with the market right now. Liz, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. I'm delighted to join you. Thank you.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the street. What's going on here? I mean, we've got some bad reports, and people's 401k. I mean, we're back to Biden Obama, where our 401ks are cut in half, and we're down to 201ks, right?
It's good. Well said. It's really discouraging, isn't it? I mean, we were really in the midst of a very robust recovery. Stable prices, everything going great, and now we just have sort of problems everywhere and problems that the administration doesn't seem to have any proposal for fixing. Obviously, mm-hmm. The number one issue right now is inflation. And,
exactly.
You know, I was just reading that gas stations are beginning to refigure their price boards to accommodate double digits. In other words, if gasoline goes to $10 a gallon, they're going to need new apparatus
exactly.
for displaying that. And honestly, my head almost exploded because in the midst of that, even as Americans are really, really distraught about the giant increase in natural gas and fuel oil and gasoline prices, the administration continues to have a complete death wish for the fossil fuel industry. I mean, I've never seen a greater disconnect between what people want, what voters want, and what a White House is willing to do. It just seems so stupid to me, particularly when their polling is atrocious. But that's where we are. I mean, mm-hmm. we're continuing to push renewable fuels mandates and restrictions on natural gas deliveries and hookups and everything across the country. And by the way, it's not just gasoline prices, though we can all look at that every day and see what's happening. My electricity bill, your electricity bill, everyone's mm-hmm. electricity bill is going to be up double digits this year.
Exactly.
Natural
mm-hmm.
gas is through the roof, et cetera. I mean, I honestly think this is an extraordinary example of zealotry taking the place of even political intelligence. This is so self-destructive on the part of the administration, I can't wrap my head around it. But there we are.
Well, Liz,
go
people,
ahead.
People are asking me, can we recall him?
No,
I mean, you know, it's like the midterm isn't bad enough. But, yeah. You know, I mean, it can't happen soon enough. But even still, it's just like, okay, and guess what he did the other day? He channeled his inner Obama, says, okay, I'm going to, I'm just going to issue executive orders. Like, surprise, surprise. I mean, it didn't take you long from your, from your inauguration speech about unifying the country. You know, it just took you about 20 minutes to, you know, to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, get into the White House, and then start issuing edicts and bringing our country to its knees.
Many of which, by the way, and you're right, the flurry of executive orders issued right away when he got into the Oval Office, almost entirely aimed at undoing whatever Trump had done. That is like Joe Biden's agenda. That is
right.
His agenda, and it's a really tragic one because left, right, and center, a great many Americans liked what Trump's policies were. They didn't necessarily like Trump, but they liked his policies. So
exactly.
For a politician to set out to make his mark by undoing popular policies, again, I mean, the stupidity of it politically just sort of is exasperating, if everything else. But remember, a lot of those executive orders were banning oil and gas lease sales, making it more difficult for us to get along with our allies in the Gulf Arab states, which of course has meant that they have no interest whatsoever in increasing production to help Americans with lower oil prices. That's a real thing. And now I see Jake Sullivan and others over trying to make friends with the UAE. The UAE, which by the way was the first country to sign on to the Abraham Accords, something that America applauded wildly, making peace with Israel. In return for which we promised them weapons deliveries and things, which the Biden administration canceled immediately. Again, why? It makes no sense, except Trump did it and they wanted to undo it. I've never seen a more pitiful White House in my entire life. And that, you know, that is saying something because
we all
lived under the Obama years.
And Jimmy Carter's going, thank you very much, Joe Biden. Now, compared to you, I look like a genius. My administration has been redeemed all these years later. You know, Liz, I've been in business most of my life and in management and consulting. And, you know, Peter Drucker was one of my heroes and, so many other management consultant geniuses along the way. And one of the first things they say when you move into management is you don't fix anything that's not broken. You move very cautiously. I mean, this is just common sense stuff. This is empirically evidentiary. And Joe Biden, in his genius of 50 years plus of serving our country, comes in like a maniac and deconstructs. I mean, forget about the fundamental transformation. We're doing the wholesale transformation of America that Barack Obama started in 08, right?
Yeah, and again, to what end? I mean, it's not working, but I think he's left himself no room to pivot. I think Joe Biden actually thought he was elected by this great groundswell of enthusiasm for his big government agenda, and that is just not true. Had he read the polls, he would recognize people voted against Donald Trump, not for Joe Biden, and definitely not for Joe Biden's socialist agenda. You know, here, I want to talk about the market, but I will just say one more thing. Joe Biden, from his history, he is not a smart man. And I think anyone who pretends that he is just, you know, perpetrating a lie. He's not a smart man. And now he has two additional issues. One is his cognitive decline, which I think you see every day. And the second is that he has people around him who are ideological zealots and will stop at nothing to sort of further their own personal agendas. And so that's a tremendous handicap, I think, for a president who is relying on others to make a lot of his decisions. But back to the market.
Well, we only got a minute left. I'll tell you, we only got a minute left. So why don't we pick it up in the next? But I do want to remind everybody, and we've talked, you and I have talked about this specifically, is the agenda that Biden is thrusting upon the American people was this agenda that in the primaries couldn't sell. They couldn't even get 30% of their own party to get behind it. Kamala Harris couldn't even get more than 3%. And so based on that indicator, you're going to go, oh, okay, I got a mandate. It's head-scratching, you know, type of dislocated logic is all I can say to try to keep it nice, you know, without just absolutely, you know,
I think it's
exploding.
Kind of logic that makes you bash your head against the wall.
Oh, really? And here it is. And he is just It's diabolical, Liz. That's the thing. It is so dangerous and diabolical and hurtful to the every man and woman. You know, forget about the forgetting man, my woman. They have long forgotten in this administration, no doubt about it. He could care less. We've got more from Liz Pink on the other side of the break. I promise we will talk about the market. Yes, we will.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek continues with us, a former partner of Major Bracken Wall Street firm, Wertheim & Company, a former columnist for Fiscal Times. She's also a Fox News contributor. And Liz, I said we were going to talk about the market, but one thing that's sticking out headline-wise that I just need to get your comment on, and this goes to what we were talking about initially, because a lot of people are wondering, what is going on? You know, America is no longer first. We've been sold out. The Chinese have so many many people like Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, the Clintons. They're all elite captured. LeBron James, I mean, go right on down the list. They are beholden to the communist Chinese. And now Michelle Bachmann is warning regarding this recent deal that Biden is about ready to transfer U.S. sovereign authority to the World Health Organization. So when you ask what is going on and why we're being sold out like this, where it doesn't make sense, I mean, I understand sometimes you find yourself tiptoeing around the conspiratorial. But, you know, this is bizarre, especially what the World Health Organization, how they mess things up, you know, for 2.5 years with COVID. And now we're going to turn everything over to them, really?
Well, you know, I think the globalists are back in charge. And that's sort of a, I hate using sort of names like that or whatever, but that's kind of who they are.
Yeah.
They believe in a better world order. They believe that the world countries joined together is stronger and smarter and better than the United States, and they refuse to acknowledge that other countries don't believe that. Other countries are working in their own self-interest. This is, I have to say, a blind spot for, I think, Democrats in general, and it's especially a blind spot when you consider that the entire rise of China was facilitated by exactly that kind of thinking. Oh, let's include them in the World Trade Organization, because by enmeshing our economies with China's, that is the economies of the West with the economy of China, China will become a democratic country and will, you know, become less hostile to the West, et cetera. And what has actually been the case is it's become more hostile. It's become emboldened. It's become rich. And, you know, there's a great book. I went to a lunch with Peter Schweitzer and a few other people yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And he's written this great book called Red-Handed about politicians,
yes,
right, left, and center, who have been deeply involved not just with Chinese companies, but also with Chinese companies linked to their intelligence and military apparatus. That is an extremely scary thing, because the Chinese Communist Party has inserted itself into every business operating in China. That's actually a law. And the ones that are linked to their intelligence and military establishment are the ones most eager to, for example, do a deal with Microsoft, where Microsoft is developing AI and artificial intelligence in China, which will be used by their partner there. A partner that's invested in them, which also invests in the Chinese military. So
it's
a very short hop between American companies going looking for more business to actually facilitating the rise of China. And I think here's, Bill, I would say this, and I talked to Peter about this. It seems to me that President Trump will be remembered for many things, including getting conservatives on the court. But probably the number one thing he did that I think is unbelievably important is that he alerted Americans to the threat of China. Up until then, we were happy to do trade deals that were sort of, you know, middling helpful to China and not particularly helpful to the U.S., very eager to enter into a climate change agreement that was extremely injurious to the United States, but didn't have any requirements at all on China, which is by far the world's biggest emitter of carbon emissions.
Right. Them in India. Right.
Totally. Yes. But China's like twice ours, and you never hear about it. So I think the good news is polling shows, and I always go back to polling because I think American people are kind of the voice of reason, that people get it. People get that China is not our friend. That's why Joe Biden, if you've noticed, has not lifted tariffs on China, because he knows that that is really incendiary in terms of just politics. And he's now anti-trade agreements, which previously he was totally for. But American workers know that they have lost, we have lost millions and millions of jobs to China, and they don't want to see that happen again. They also know we can't trust China, and boy, is that true.
Yes.
So it's interesting because you've taken me down a rabbit hole here, but it's a pretty interesting topic. American companies are still very embedded in Chinese sources and, you know, making components. You can't get a Sub-Zero. Why? Because guess what? Some of the stuff's made in China or whatever. But I think American companies are beginning to move manufacturing elsewhere, like Thailand and Turkey and Mexico, because China is a threat And by the way, if you remember, in the beginning of COVID, China actually threatened to cut America off in terms of medicines that are made there for ideological reasons, probably. But the answer is they could take advantage of the stranglehold they have.
Exactly.
I think American companies, and to be fair, with the encouragement of Joe Biden and his home sourcing and Donald Trump's home sourcing initiative, are beginning to get this. What's interesting is the financial institutions are still deeply involved in China. So you see people like Ray Dalio.
They're elite captured, and that's what Peter talks about in his book. The other thing, what you're addressing here, he gets in the nuance of the military connection, like you're saying, and also with our own social media oligarch, Zuckerberg, how they built an infrastructure to facilitate the communist Chinese, in essence, and their military, and their to come against us. This is incredible. Okay, like you said, we've got to jump out of this rabbit hole for a minute because I do want to talk about it. We've got three minutes left.
Okay, so here's the market situation.
Okay.
People are very worried about inflation. The Fed finally, the Fed became politicized and Jay Powell wanted to be renominated, but finally the Fed has agreed that they need to confront inflation. So the anxiety now is how radically they do that, how quickly they push up interest rates, and will it tip us into recession? And I have to say the majority of financial people now, I think, do expect a recession sometime in the next year, not this year, but 2023. And here's what happened this week. And I have to say there is some advantage for having been around forever and seeing this before. People were shocked, I think, that retailers like Walmart and Target are being hurt by inflation. They should not be, because when costs go up for companies like that, companies that have thin profit margins and battle each other for market share every day of the week, and basically that market share battle is over low prices, they get squeezed. And that's what happened. Their margins got squeezed because their costs are going up and they were reluctant to raise prices. And Bill, I've been saying to whoever would listen for months now, to see tech stocks trashed, I get the whole multiple compression thing when interest rates go up, but really tech is in a position to raise prices. Apple, if they need to raise their iPhone price 5%, guess what? They'll do it.
Exactly.
The problem with company like Target or, frankly, Kellogg's or P&G or whatever, if you make a product that is not differentiated, that you don't have a real special advantage in, you can't
raise prices.
And so all
it's just it's all about price. Exactly.
That's exactly right. And so what now the market's worried about is earnings. Earnings look great up through this last quarter. And now I think investors are kind of redoing their earnings models and saying, well, wait a minute, if costs are up 8%, 10%, and they only can raise prices 7%, what does that mean for the S&P earnings? It means less. And what does that mean for stock prices? It means lower. And that's where we are.
Could this be a tipping point? I mean, we already had a bad month report, negative GDP. I mean, with these bad numbers, I mean, are we knocking on the door to see recession sooner than what others are predicting, possibly?
I think it's probably going to be sooner than expected, but not right now. That first quarter was sort of an anomaly because of exports. I wouldn't hang my hat on that. I think growth, however, is down to around 2% now. So, you know, it's not great. I mean, it's definitely slowing. In my view, Joe Biden has basically torched our recovery, and that's a tragedy.
Well, he doesn't even know what inflation is. I mean, he's nominated a judge that doesn't know what a woman is. He doesn't know what inflation is. And even his new spokesperson had a hard time explaining inflation. Lord have mercy. Heaven help us, Liz Peek. I'm telling you. She's a Fox News contributor, Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Always fun. Take care. You too.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with the new cheesy breakfast melt at Burger King, featuring your choice of sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, or ham atop a fluffy egg and two slices of melted American cheese, all sandwiched between two slices of toasty bread. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All cheesy breakfast melts pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a cheesy breakfast melt from Burger King. When you're looking for something indulgent in the morning, these craveable and cheesy breakfast sandwiches are a delicious way to start your day. Never concentrated and never frozen, Simply Orange juice completes a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to help support immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Rochelle Walensky, immediately authorized booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. This age group was the least affected by the virus during the pandemic. New unemployment claims are beginning to climb up again. That's according to new data released by the Labor Department on Thursday. The number of jobless claims rose by 21,000. To 218,000 for the week ending May 14th. In order to save lives, Oklahoma lawmakers on Thursday gave final approval to a bill that would ban nearly all abortions and would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman terminate a pregnancy. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox News.
I represent 4 million Oklahomans. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We believe life begins at conception, and we're going to protect life in Oklahoma.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour, 32 minutes after the top of the hour, if you want to look at it that way. It still gets you in the same place. You know what I'm talking about? Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, by the way, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. All the information is there. These great interviews like Liz Peek. If you got just a portion of it, you say, oh, gosh, I missed it. You know, look it. Go to the website, download it in its entirety, absolutely free. We don't charge you anything. We don't want any of your information. I mean, we're not like the communist Chinese trying to, you know, build up some sort of database that we can come out and, you know, torment you later. It's there because we're givers. We pass it on to you so that, hey, look at this is the power of knowledge. Knowledge is power. And it requires self-responsibility because we can't count on others to tell us what we should do. And we've got Dr. John Zemer going to be with us in just a second, senior editor of Stream.org. And I'm with him. He says enough is enough. I agree. Enough is enough. And he joins us now. John, how are you? Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Well, before we get into these other things, real quick, this is kind of like breaking news. We've seen this happening, and I think you may have hinted to this several weeks ago, and that is that the Biden administration is looking to transfer U.S. sovereign authority to the WHO and create a global platform for global government. They are back, the globalists, and they're coming full force because, especially on America, where they feel they have such a compliant president to lead us down this yellow brick road of one world governance.
It's staggering. We saw with COVID the absolute contempt for freedom and that these people have. And their impulse is to just completely control and run people's lives from the top down without the slightest respect for personal individual freedom. And they, when they meet someone who's a political opponent, they treat them like an enemy, like a threat to public health, therefore like a safe safety hazard, reckless, irresponsible threat to human life.
Exactly.
It's a great pretext for being moralistic and self-righteous and intolerant and refusing to engage in rational, skeptical, democratic behavior. It really suits the left very well to pretend that, like, they're the school nurse, and anyone who differs from their ideas at all is like the sociopathic kid who puts broken glass in the milk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, John, this is something that the American people need to understand. And I will say this to people of faith, because this is a spiritual issue. This is what you're saying. I mean, what it comes down to is this is absolute evil, what they are doing. It is ungodly. And people need to get their brain around this. They don't want to talk about it in this context. I mean, earlier this week I said, look at the true test. I mean, even Jesus was canceled by the Pharisees, right? And he brought it down to here's the qualifying question. Who is your God? You know, and they say, well, you know, Abraham's our father. Oh, really? Well, if Abraham was your father Abraham knew my father. But you don't know me, so no. You just say that he's your father, but he truly is not your father. Your father is the liar. He's the father of lies. And this is what is coming, you know, to be real clear right now with what we're dealing with. And this is why people keep banging their head up against the wall. They don't understand it. I said, well, you can't understand it in a temporal perspective, because this is a spiritual issue that we were told that this was going to happen. There was going to be a march to a one world government, and this is all pretext, and this is all another step toward that humanistic end, which is against God. It is without God. And this is what you need to ask. This is the qualifying question. Is Almighty God, as we know and profess and say we believe, is he leading this, or is it the God of this world that's leading this?
And the terrifying thing is religious leaders on the wrong side. Pope Francis is a globalist. Pope Francis is happy to see power transferred to the UN and to see open borders and blue helmets running everything. It's so easy for religious leaders to pretend to side with whatever sounds high-minded, with whatever sounds idealistic, even if it's completely impractical and undermines the genuine survival of people.
Exactly.
Even if it's against the Bible or against Christian tradition, if it sounds sort of high-minded, if it sounds like something a beauty pageant contestant would say during the question period, oh, I believe in peace and understanding and getting rid of all weapons and, I know, for our children's future. Thank you.
thank you while I go get an abortion. Okay? I've got to leave the stage right now.
Remember Miss South Carolina from 2007? U.S. Americans. That was great.
Right. Well, you see, you're exactly right. But, see, even, you know, going back to Jesus' times, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, they were the ones. They were the ones against the Son of God. So to your exact point, nothing new under the sun. It's just all a reproduction. And we just keep going to this crazy cycle until we finally get to the final chapter of Revelations, right?
Right. Exactly. You know, human nature stays the same. The devil stays the same, and God does not change. Mm-hmm. And right now what we're seeing is the churches are going to be tested. Are they willing to stand up against Caesar, Mammon, and Sodom? And those are the three forces, government, the power of money, and the corporate culture and big companies throwing money around. And Sodom, the corruption of social mores, the corruption of moral standards by people who are ready to revise the gospel to suit the rich and the powerful and the bullies and the popular people and the fashionable people. So,
well, the shepherds have been hogtied here, John. I just had a conversation with George Barna the other day, and George and I go back a long way. I mean, back in the days when about 56% of the senior pastors in the pulpit 12 years ago held to a biblical worldview. That number now is less than 40%. So
wow.
The leadership, to your point, the leadership of the church today is endangering the sheep because they themselves are a poor example. They're compromising. Some people are getting it and they're leaving the churches going, I don't understand it. It just doesn't feel right. And they're exiting stage left. And meanwhile, you get these pastors in search of, a mortgage payment and large numbers of people, are all about kumbaya instead of the word of God, that it should be right now more than ever because their sheep are going to be ill prepared for the coming days right now. Because here you are. I mean, you look at some of this stuff and you go, John, I mean, based on a pandemic, based on food shortage, have the first couple horses of the apocalypse, have they been released already?
You're right. It's pretty spooky. And I know it's easy to sound like a crackpot when you talk about this stuff. But,
Well, their pastors aren't talking about it, John. And you and I, we care about the people. I mean, call me a whack job if you want. But I believe this is why God drew me into this category and brought us together because I appreciate you. I mean, we're not trying to be, touchy-feely and, I don't want to say this because it's going to offend Bill or it's going to offend John. We're in this for the people. We're in this for the betterment of all concerned, right? Or why the heck should we do this? I mean, I'll go be a greeter at Walmart or whatever. They're still doing that, this is insane. So we've got to speak truth to power. We got to speak truth to this current age and what we're dealing with right now. And to have senior pastors in the pulpit like George Barna said, less than 40% believe in a biblical worldview because they're not studying the Word of God. They're not in the Word of God. And that is dangerous for the people that are following them. We got more from John Zemerek after this. Stay with us.
Attention weekend gardeners. Don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill and kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, in fact, he is. Let me tell you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. We were just talking off air about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. It is something that I think already they've had well over 1 million downloads, and it needs to get up to about 60 million, John, because yeah. This movie is so powerful. In fact, I just got a email from Dinesh that originally when they had the theater showing of 2,000 Mules, it was only in 200 theaters for all the reasons you know why. You know, they don't want the truth out. But now it's doubled. They're going to, you know, the theaters are saying, hey, wait a minute, bring it back. So they're going to have 400 theaters. That's going to start tonight that are available. And you can check out websites at 2000 Mules. I believe it's 2000mules.com. Yes, 2000mules.com. And that's 2000 with the numbers, okay? 2000mules.com. And you can find out what theater near you is it's showing. I have been encouraging churches and these churches that say, oh, Bill, you know, we can't be involved in politics. Wait a minute. Who told you that? God told you just the opposite. You need to be involved with the culture. The country was built on religious, foundational morals and principles that made America great. The reason it's not so great is because the church checked out. So the churches need to show this evidence. It is so compelling. You've had a chance to see it, John, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what did you think?
Very compelling. It's very empirical. It's very calm and sober and forensic. It's everything that the news reports are not. Mm-hmm. It's everything that the mainstream media are not. What they are is moralistic and hysterical, like bratty teenagers or catty sorority girls. It's really staggering to me the shallowness and the anti-journalistic attitude of the journalistic profession. They're simply looking at what are the cool kids doing, what are the cool kids saying, and they don't care about the truth. They barely even pretend to care about the truth. Look at their reaction to the Hunter Biden laptop.
Exactly.
Anybody who told you the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation is someone you should never trust again on anything. If they tell you the sky is blue, go out and check because maybe it turned green overnight. This is someone who is a professional liar. There was never any reason to believe the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, or that the January 6th protesters were anything but 99.9999999% perfectly peaceful American citizens exercising their rights, and now still almost 100 of them face prison time. They're being persecuted by a kangaroo court which has fake Republicans, rhinos, Republicans in name only, cooperating as part of this setup, this court of stooges to punish Americans and make examples of them. Like, look at Nick Sandman. Look at Kyle Rittenhouse. If you exercise your rights, which are under the Constitution, we will try to destroy your life. Good luck fighting back.
Exactly. Well, look at why are we surprised? What did they do to the Tea Parties, John? You know,
right,
under Obama,
exactly.
They obliterated it. And I maintain that the movement by Lois Lerner and the IRS affected at least 8 voting cycles. And still to this day, it continues because they would not allow for Tea Parties to have their rightful ability to exercise tax exemption and to maintain a robust organization. They undercut them and they utilized the IRS in order to do that. And here they are.
I'm friends with Bunny Pounds, founder of Christians Engaged. That was the group that said, the Christian group that said it wanted to help people become more informed, help people pledge to vote, help people understand who was on the ballot, when elections were, the importance of voting, and biblical principles. Those are all nonpartisan things which perfectly well fit under the nonprofit definition. But some mid-level employee at the IRS, unfortunately for them, was too honest, and he disapproved her application. He rejected her application by saying that reading the Bible is more associated with Republicans than with Democrats, so it was partisan, so they were rejecting it. So she actually, it was so blatant, it was so obvious. This is
right.
You know, a rather low IQ Democrat here, an 85 IQ Democrat instead of the 105 IQ Democrats who mostly run the country. And actually, it was so blatant, the IRS had to reverse itself. And now Christians Engaged is one of the best nationwide organizations for getting people engaged as Christian citizens, and it got its nonprofit status. And I encourage people to look into Christians Engaged.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to push back against these tyrants is to take the groups they try to destroy and make them strong and vigorous. Another group I can tell people in each state is Mass Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Mass Resistance is a great social conservative group that the rhinos and the establishment Republicans at things like CPAC, they don't even want them there. They won't let them come to CPAC because they're too hardcore. They're against same-sex marriage. They're against abortion. They're against the trans agenda. And the sellouts in the Republican Party, who are all too many, just for the money, they keep out groups like Mass Resistance. So it's our job to talk them up and encourage people to join them.
Well, you know, remember, there were 8 million Californians that voted for the definition of marriage between a man and a woman, and it only took one judge, a homosexual judge in San Francisco, to negate 8 million votes. So what does that tell you, John? Go ahead.
I love how he can declare a constitutional amendment unconstitutional. How is that possible? How is that even possible?
Yeah.
That's like something out of Soviet Bulgaria, Soviet-occupied Bulgaria. These people are utterly shameless. Look at Roe v. Wade, which was garbage legal reasoning. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg admitted that it was, the arguments were worthless. They were like something a stone sophomore would come up with after the second bong. But the Democrats are willing to terrorize judges at their homes.
Yeah.
They consider overturning this blatant piece of sophistry.
Yeah, and let's not talk about how that breaks the law. And where's Justice Roberts? Where's the outrage of the court in one voice, you know, declaring an offense of all this? I mean, it's just like, wait a minute, you're accommodating this all the more, and you're leaving judges in the future like, what is just Roberts afraid that if he says something, if they come out and are unified, that it's just going to enthuse the Democrats all the more to pack the court?
I don't know what happened to Judge Roberts. Was he struck in the head by lightning? Mm. Did someone have compromising photos of him or something? I've heard rumors that he was a regular visitor to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. I don't know if that's true, but if some kind of blackmail information floating around out there, it would explain a lot.
Yes, inquiring people want to know, John. Speaking of which, let's talk about your article. Stop holding back, John. Tell us what you really think.
Oh, yeah. That is something people say to me a lot, especially I've got a new Twitter account. We'll see how long that lasts, because my last two got taken away. Well, we'll see if they survive.
Well, right off the bat, I mean, you say NATO is a suicide pact.
That's right. That's right. We are lining up with countries like Georgia in Russia, and now Sweden and Finland. Oh, we're going to have them as allies. Good. Mm-hmm. I feel so much safer. I'm really glad that we're putting another tripwire for nuclear war with Russia. Mm-hmm. Look at the Democrats falling all over themselves to lavish money on one of the most corrupt countries in the world to escalate a conflict against Russia, which is no threat to America, to encourage what they call a quagmire. Instead of trying to get a negotiated peace that resolves the legitimate interests of both countries, trying to separate the two parties and redistribute the territory according to where are the Russian speakers who want to be part of Russia, where are the Ukrainian speakers who want to be part of Ukraine. Instead of any of that, we are encouraging a Russian Vietnam. We want a second Afghanistan for the Russians, where they lose as many people and as much money as possible, and our elites want to use the Ukrainians as punching bags to absorb Russian strength, kill off Russian soldiers, and of course, this can't result in a nuclear war with Russia, because, you know, when we play chicken, we always win. So let us drive the school bus full of kids towards the cliff, because when we play chicken, we win. That's what our elites are doing. It's absolutely staggering.
And let's not even talk about Asia. Here you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
China is getting stronger by the day. It's rearming faster than Hitler. It's releasing pandemic diseases on us. It's raping our economy, stealing our intellectual property, threatening Taiwan. And what does Joe Biden do but apologize to it at the left and right? Probably because they own a piece of him, as we know from Hunter Biden's laptop, that billion-dollar deals were done between Chinese intelligence figures and the president's son, where the president got a piece of it.
Well, John, you even have Democratic leaders sounding like Justin Trudeau now. They're saying, we love the governance of China. We love the way they do their government. I mean, this is scary stuff, and this is what's happening with today's America. Dr. John Zamarica, has been our guest. Go to stream.org to be in the flow of the know and get caught up and make sure that you stay smarter than them.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letter.